Portions of scripture for tonight's meditation come from the Gospels of Matthew, Luke, and John. First, Luke 22, 3 through 6. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. John 12, 4 through 6. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected, "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Matthew 27, 3 to 5. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. "I have sinned," he said, "for I have betrayed innocent blood." "What is that to us?" they replied. "That's your responsibility." So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. These are the words of our God. Let's begin with a prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Fishing lures are tailor-made to the species of fish, to the water condition, to the visibility in the day. Animal traps are also tailor-made to the species of animal, to its size, to its aggressiveness, to its feeding habits. Hunting decoys are also tailor-made to the specific species. You're not going to use a turkey decoy to try to attract a deer. That just doesn't work. Over the last 2 weeks, we've been taking a look at being lured and what that means. First saw how temptation really stems from the heart when we often are blaming things outside of us. And then we looked at the father of lures, how Satan has really become a master at the art of temptation. Now we continue on that thought that Satan, as the master of temptation, has molded all of his schemes and his traps and his decoys. And he has made his lures to tailor to us. First, they are irresistible, but they are also predictable. Judas had everything. He had been called by Jesus the Messiah to follow him from town to town, listening to him to preach and teach. He had welcomed Jesus' love and compassion and comfort and kindness and healing. He was an eyewitness at a wedding when the master of the banquet sat in sheer awe as to why the best wine was being saved for last. Judas watched as Jesus changed water into wine. Judas had everything. What more could he possibly desire? Money. Judas was the finances disciple. Anything that involved money, that was Judas's job. And he was good at it. But what was his skill was really his downfall. In one of our texts, we heard the story, or we got to the end of the story, of how Mary was anointing Jesus. She was anointing him with a very expensive perfume and a whole pint of it. If we think in today's terms, even if you have a whole pint of even a moderately expensive perfume, really gets up there in price. Judas knew that. He knew what Mary was doing. In his eyes, she was dumping out dollar signs onto Jesus. That's all he saw. He knew the net worth of that perfume. It was worth a whole year's wages. That infuriated Judas. But not because he wanted to give that to the poor. His excuse to give it to the poor was just to cover up why he really was angry. He was angry because he wanted that perfume to sell it and to add it to their money so that he just had more money to dig from. Satan casted out that tailor-made money lure to reel in Judas. He knew Judas's passions and desires. He knew what he could dangle in front of Judas to get him to bite. All he had to do was entice him just a little bit more with yet another tailor-made money lure to reel in a huge catch. See, Satan wanted Jesus dead. The chief priests also wanted Jesus dead. So Satan used the chief priests and the leaders to accomplish his will, offering just a little handful of money to Judas. Satan, in his heart, the chief priests and leaders led Judas right into those rifle sights of Satan. Judas had no chance. He had been caught. He had everything. But he was completely lost. It was 4th and 4 on the 5-yard line. 20 seconds left to go in the game. My team had been down the entire time. Now we were knocking on the door, ready to take the lead. 11 men huddled up behind the line of scrimmage, anxious to receive the play call that would win the game. Play action, tight end rollout. The play had not failed all game long. So the offense rushed up to this line of scrimmage. And the quarterback called out his cadence. Blue, 49. Red, 16. Hut, hut, hut. He snapped the ball. He faked the handoff. Rolled out to the right. Locked eyes with his tight end streaming across the field. Right in the end zone. He let the ball fly. Perfect spiral. Right into the hands of the outside linebacker. You have got to be kidding me. That whole drive was worth nothing. We just lost the game. It was just a video game football match against my cousin. But that didn't stop me from jumping up, taking my controller, throwing it down on the futon, and letting fumes fly out my ears. I'm a competitive person. Satan knows that, though. And Satan tailored a lure to fit that characteristic of mine. And unfortunately, more often than not, he reels in a big catch. Judas was not the only one for whom Satan has a tailor-made lure. He's got one for each and every one of us. Matter of fact, I'm willing to bet he's got several for all of us. He knows your passions. He knows your desires. He knows what he can set out there to get you to bite. He has mastered that art. He can create temptations with a certain luring effect that, despite our greatest efforts, divert us away from God and onto those tailor-made lures. Is it hard to come by money? Is money flowing abundantly? Is budgeting a stress for you? Is shopping and spending a thrill? Are you competitive like me? What about those household chores? Are those a drag for you? Or when you're driving out on the freeway, you just can't stand it. All those other people, they just don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to drive. Or maybe at work, you can't stop trying to find corners, shortcuts for your jobs because, well, it's just too hard of a task. Satan knows our triggers. And he uses them against us 100%. He molds them, he shapes them, he massages them until they're perfect. And then he dangles that right in front of our faces. Hey, look at what I got. Oh, it's a tasty treat. Go ahead, take a bite. Have a taste. You won't taste anything else that's better. I know you'll love it. And you take a bite. It was a perfect opportunity for Satan to assert his dominance. There he saw the man sitting hungry. He hadn't had food for days. Hey, are you hungry? Why don't you just turn some stones into bread? You'll eat till your heart's content. Satan knows that God promises to guard his people, to send his angels to save them. Hey, why don't you jump off this cliff? God will send his angels to save you. No doubt about that. Power and authority are very powerful things. Satan knows that. Hey, you want to be all powerful? Look out across the land. All of what you see, everything, every little speck of dust, I'll give it to you. I will make you all powerful. All you have to do is bow down and worship me. Just a small little thing, and just this once. Just go ahead, do it. Jesus was tailor-made tempted. Satan knew Jesus. He knew the power that Jesus has. He could have turned those stones into bread. Satan knew that Jesus is faithful to God's words and promises, and he trusts God's providence. Satan thought that he was folding and molding a lure to be tailored perfectly so that he would drag Jesus right into his sights. But it didn't work. Jesus is God. He's got more power than the devil does. His will is perfectly in line with God's. Satan's tailor-made lures failed. And those lures that Satan uses to drag us, to get us to bite and lead us into his unhealthy, unfulfilling schemes, they're irresistible. We know that. No matter how hard we try, we can't resist them. But Jesus showed us that they can be resisted. He resisted them. And he wants to help us. With Christ in our hearts, with Christ guiding us and defending us against those lures, we will see that they can be resisted because they're predictable. Satan's a dangerous man. He really is. And his lures that he tailors to each and every one of us, those are even more so. Over and over, he uses them to get you to bite over and over. He's led you into anger. How many times? For stuff that doesn't even matter. Petty little things. He's led you into lie and deceit. How many times? For things that don't even affect you. He's led you into coveting. How many times? For things that are insignificant, for things you don't even need. He's led you into doubt. more times than you can count. Especially when you know that God is working for your good, that He's got a plan. I want you to take a few minutes right now. Think over just the last week. Think about the lures that Satan has sent your way. All the different lures that he sent your way to get you to do a certain thing, to get you to sin. Just think about them, the lures that he uses. Take a couple minutes. You notice something about those lures? Do you notice that he's using the same lure in almost the same ways to get you to sin in one way? Over and over. Satan knows what triggers us, and we know that. We know what triggers us. We know the lures that Satan uses, that he has tailored for us. Be aware of those. And beware them. See, Judas was not aware of his lure. Satan got him to bite. And Judas didn't notice it. He did not know the danger that he was getting into. That makes me think of baby animals. When they're born, or they hatch, they imprint on the first living being that they see. That being, that living being, whatever it is, becomes its mother. And they blindly follow it because that's where they find their comfort. It's where they find their trust. Judas found his comfort, found his trust in those tailor-made lures, in Satan. And he blindly followed those lures to the point of betraying the one man who for 3 years offered Judas the only true comfort. Judas had no hope. He had everything. Everything we would hope for. But he was utterly and completely lost. Satan's lures are very predictable. We know what he uses to get us to sin. We know how he tempts us. Do those lures, those temptations, do they bother you? Or is that where you find your comfort? It's not, right? But we, unlike Judas, we have hope. We have hope in Jesus. He was tempted in the desert, and he resisted. Jesus was tempted on the cross. People standing in front of him cried out, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." Satan was trying again with another tailor-made lure to get Jesus to abandon his plan, to get Jesus to abandon God's will. Yet again, though, even in the midst of immense suffering, of immense pain, Jesus resisted. Jesus fended off that tailor-made lure, and he did it. He did it for you. He did it because we can't. He did it because he loves us, because he wants to be our comfort, because he wants to help us. He wants to defend us against our own tailor-made temptations. Jesus yearns to hear our cries. He yearns to hear us calling out for comfort in his arms rather than in those tailor-made lures of Satan. If you worry about money or the future, sometimes questioning God, You know your trigger. Seek out the Lord. He'll silence your fears. Or if work, work, work is your desired model for everyday living, maybe sometimes making your relationships rub, turn to Jesus. Jesus will keep your mind at ease. He'll secure those relationships. Competition does not determine our emotions, because Jesus has already won the battle against those tailor-made lures. Coveting has no place in Jesus' arms, because he's all we'll ever desire. Yes, Satan's lures are resistible, but they're predictable. You know your triggers, so does Jesus. You know your passions, your desires, and how Satan uses them against you, so does Jesus. You know how Satan gets you to bite over and over, so does Jesus. And you know where you find your only true comfort, and so does Jesus. Seek out the Lord. Seek out the one who fended off every tailor-made lure that was sent his way, so that he could fend off every tailor-made lure that is sent our way. Jesus wants to be your comfort. He wants to continue fighting against those temptations. He wants to defend you against that father of lures. Your defense, your hope, your comfort are found in him. Amen.